Where to next? Travel and Tourism Communication.
Unit 10. Look at that. Sights and tourist spots.
1. Vocabulary. B. 1. Where would you recommend someone visiting your country go?
I think tourists should definitely visit the Golden Temple in Kyoto. It is very impressive.
2.
What is the most popular place to visit in your hometown?
It's probably the soccer stadium. It has a capacity of 80,000 people, and the tours around it are very good, too. 3. Is there a good museum near here?
Yes, the National Museum is excellent. But if you want to go there, make sure you buy a ticket in advance. It often gets very busy.
4.
I want to go somewhere quiet. Do you have any ideas?
Sure. You should go for a walk along the river. It's really beautiful and it never gets crowded there. 5. Do you like visiting art galleries?
Yes. In my hometown, there are many great art galleries that I love. The best thing is that some of them don't charge an admission fee.
2. Listening and speaking. 1. A. 1. What is the best sightseeing tour you have been on? Two.
Do you think tourist spots should be free to enter?
Three. What's the most famous landmark in your hometown? Four.
Have you ever been on a walking tour?
Three. Listening. Speaker 1. I'm going to tell you about one of the most famous landmarks, not only in my city, but in the world. It's 93 meters tall, and it was opened to the public in 1886. Nowadays, over 3 million people visit this landmark every year, and I think everyone should go there. If you want to go to the top, you can get an elevator part of the way, but after that you have to climb up some steps. It takes about 20 minutes to get to the top. The landmark was paid for by the people of France, and it was gifted to the people of my country as a symbol of friendship and freedom. It is a statue of a lady holding a torch and a tablet. Do you know what the landmark is? It's the Statue of Liberty. Speaker 2.
The most interesting sightseeing tour I've ever been on was a walking tour around Marrakesh I went on when I was on vacation in Morocco. We visited Koutoubia Mosque, Bahia Palace, and then walked through some of the souks in Medina. Souks are markets, and the ones in Medina are famous all over the world. They were noisy, colorful, and full of energy. It felt strange and scary at first, but I soon realized that I'd be safe if I was careful and respectful. If you ever visit this part of the world, you should definitely go to a souk. I bought a beautiful cashmere scarf, and the food was amazing, too.
5. Listening and speaking. 2. Hello. I'd like to go on a sightseeing tour around the city tomorrow.
I see. Would you like a full day or a half-day tour?
What does the full-day tour include?
It's a 6-hour tour that covers the major sites downtown, like the National Gallery, the History Museum, and there's also a river cruise.
That sounds great. When and where does it start?
It starts just outside this office at 10 a.m. The price is $120 for adults and $80 for children.
6. Pronunciation. Exercises. A. 1. Safe. 2. Love. 3. Scarf. 4.
Knife.
5.
Very.
6.
Ever.
B. 1. There was an amazing view. 2. You should take the ferry. 3.
The tour was impressive.
4.
I can't afford it.
C.
I felt very funny after a flight from Venice on Friday evening.